Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, who humbled himself for our salvation. Help us to embrace his mind and spirit of service. May we live lives marked by love, humility, and sacrifice, reflecting the heart of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
You okay?
Have you ever looked at someone and thought, wow, they really got their act together? Maybe they're successful, confident, or they just seem to have life all figured out. It's easy to look at people like that and assume that they don't need anything, that they've got everything they've ever desired. However, in our epistle lesson that was taken today from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, Paul presents us with a completely different idea of what greatness really is. We'll start with verse 5, where it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Right there, Paul is laying a challenge down for us. I mean, think about it. Jesus has everything. He was God, after all. But he didn't put on airs about it and act like it. He didn't walk around demanding that people respect him or address him in a certain way. Instead, what did he do? He humbled himself. Here's the thing. Jesus didn't look at his power and say, this is all mine, and I can do what I want to do. See, in case you forgot, he was God after all. But no, he didn't do that. He put all that aside. He gave up his rights and his power, and he became a servant. He became a human being just like us. He suffered, he felt pain, and he experienced everything that we go through. Because Jesus chose humility over pride. Let me ask you this. How often do we do that, though? How often do we have the choice between humility and pride, and we choose pride? How often do we push on people our own agendas instead of putting others before ourselves? It's tough. I know it is. I've done it myself, and I probably do it more often than I'm aware of. It's not easy to give up your own comfort, your status, or your position for the sake of someone, especially if you don't know them. But that's exactly, and I mean exactly, what Jesus did. Paul goes on to say that Jesus made himself nothing in verse 7. He didn't hold on to his divine privileges. He didn't use his powers to push people around. He came to serve. He came to instruct. But most of all, he came to not only talk the talk and tell us what to do, but he came to walk the walk and show us what we needed to do. Amen? And when you think about it, that's power in itself. It's a power that lies not in forcing people to listen to you, but in choosing to listen to them instead. Not forcing people to be right there with you, but walking alongside them every step of the way as they go through their trials and tribulations in life. But I want you to know, here's the crazy part. Jesus didn't just humble himself for a little while. He did it all the way to the cross. He died a demeaning, humiliating, and painful death all the way to the cross. Or better yet, ended on the cross with him finally feeling some form of relief. Now, why did he do that? As a matter of fact, why would we expect anyone to do that? He did it because he loved us. Plain and simple. He was willing to give up everything, even his own mortal life, so that we could have eternal life with him. Now, if that's not love, then I don't know what it is. But what I do know is that's the definition of humility, the definition of humbling oneself. Now, Paul isn't just showing us how humble Jesus was. He was also pointing out the reward that Jesus received for being who he was. We're told in verse 9 that God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Jesus's humility led to his exaltation, and not just any exaltation. God gave him the name that is what? Above every name. Verses 10 through 11 tells us every knee will do what? Bow. Exactly. It will bow. And every tongue will confess that who is Lord? Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord. But here's the thing. This is more than just a story about what Jesus did for us. It's a call to action. Because Paul is telling us that if you want to be great, then you have to serve. If you want to be exalted, then you have to humble yourself first. And if you want others to love you, then what do you have to do? Come on, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You have to love others. It's not just a temporary path of service. It's a life of one, a life of living one. Amen? Come on, we're not here to be shy. Don't be afraid. So I challenge you to ask yourself this. How are you living this in your daily lives? Are you putting others first? Are you humbling yourselves in your relationships, wherever that may be? In church, in work, among your friends, with your family? It doesn't mean that you have to give up everything you have or try to be perfect, because we can't. You need to be compassionate and empathetic towards others. But you don't have to be a doormat. I said it. You don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to be soft. You don't have to be weak. You just have to think about others the way that Jesus did. This means that you can't let pride take over. You have to choose love and humility above everything else. Jesus showed us the way by not only talking the talk, but walking the what? Amen. He didn't just talk about it. He lived it all the way to the cross. And he calls us to do the same each and every day of our lives. We need to take up that same mindset. Let's be humble like Jesus by serving others, loving them, and most of all, giving of ourselves to them in whatever way, shape, or form we can. Amen? My brothers and sisters, Jesus didn't just preach and teach us about humility. He also lived it. He embodied it. True greatness isn't found in titles or positions. It's found in humility and service. It's found by completing his commandment. It's found by following his example, which involves doing what? Humbling ourselves, putting others first, and choosing love over pride. When we do that, we'll find true greatness in God, our Father Almighty. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.